This is a GRDC podcast.
Since 2014, the Southern Farming Systems Research Group has been trialling and recording data on the impact of liming and soil health management. Lisa Miller is leading the project and spoke about the research findings at the Bendigo Grains Research Update. Hello, I'm Tony Crowley. During a break in the sessions, I caught up with Lisa and she told me the project began by looking at yield responses from surface-applied lime, which exposed a deeper acidity issue that wasn't being addressed. The project is now looking at acidity lower in the soil profile in the 10 to 20 and 20 to 30 centimetre range.
When pH drops quite low at pH of 4.5 in calcium chloride, we're sort of seeing yield responses, along the pH spectrum. We've actually been sort of developing yield response curves based on trying to sort of understand those responses at different soil pH levels. Certainly depends on the type of plants that we're growing. Some are more acid sensitive and some are more tolerant of the soil acidity.
And these response curves are coming from field trials or from modelling?
They're coming from field trials.
Tell us more about the trials.
Yep, so most of the trial work that we've done has been using surface-applied lime and looking at, collecting the yield responses on the control or no lime versus that of the lime. And we've been using sort of standard rates of lime that farmers use, which has been about 2.5 tonnes of lime per hectare or the equivalent. And we've been finding that the lime has really only been moving down to about 5 centimetres where most of the pH change has occurred. And that's because we've been using, that surface applied lime. It is slow to move. And we can sort of see the yield responses that we've got from just sort of fixing up that top 5 centimetres of soil acidity. But we really need that lime to go down deeper. Because we sort of feel that we'll be able to see a lot more yield responses if we get the lime neutralising that acidity that's further down the profile.
And what's the best way that you've been looking at to incorporate the lime, to get it down deeper into the profile?
Yeah, we've just started our trials on looking at ways of doing that. We've got a subsoil acidity trial with a GRDC investment, and that's part of New South Wales. Agriculture is involved in that project as well. We've been looking at deep ripping in lime down to that sort of 10 to sort of 30 centimetre area and placing lime in those areas to sort of, evaluate the response. So that's one way that we're doing, and we're just starting to kick off new trials that are looking at, novel ways of trying to get the lime, particularly at that 10 to 20 centimetre area. So we'll be looking at, a whole lot of tillage ways of, incorporating and mixing that lime into the soil. And we'll perhaps be looking at trying to use other ways of trying to get that lime down there, maybe the use of potassium, maybe liquid lime, drilling in pelletised lime at depth. So there are sort of a number of ways, and maybe even using, gypsum to help sort of perhaps speed up that movement of lime if people want to continue just to use minimum till, giving them, a whole lot of options to try and suit their farming systems.
So you talked about some of the subsoil issues being different from other regions. What else is different about the southern soil regions compared to the others?
In the southern area, or the area that I work in, southwest Victoria, we have a lot of basalt plains, sort of heavy textured soils. They have sort of high soil pH buffering capacity, so that's sort of holding back the pH change. So one of the concerns has been that where we've been monitoring our trials, we haven't really seen much pH change in these heavier textured soils. And farmers are certainly keen to use minimum tillage, but if they've got a soil acidity problem at depth and with lime only moving 1 centimetre per year, it looks like there will be a role for incorporation of lime, particularly if you're losing yield and you're wanting a fast response. So to incorporate that lime rather than just surface apply it and wait for it to leach down.
What has been the scale of your trials?
Most of the trials that we've done have been small plot trials, or what we call white peg trials. So they've been within farmers' paddocks. So we apply the treatments within those paddocks, and then the farmers manage the crops as per they would normally do.
Still, from those smaller plots, you still get some good outcomes. And what were some of the outcomes that you outlined to people at the update?
At the update, we sort of highlighted some of our research at different trial sites, and in particular, one on the Bellarine Peninsula, where the soil was pretty good, but it was very acidic. So it was sort of a pH of 4.2 in the 0 to 10 centimetres, 4.4 at 10 to 20 centimetres. And it just sort of highlights that if you don't do a lot of liming, that because we are continually removing the alkalinity through farming, that we can, I guess, impact on that soil pH and really drop it down. And we've been seeing lime responses in that over those 4 years. I think the cost of soil acidity over that four-year period has been about $800 per hectare. Now, that farmer could have applied 3 tonnes of lime per hectare at a cost of $150 a hectare. So we're sort of seeing, I guess, the benefits of lime and the fact that, I guess, they provide a one-off, I guess, application of lime can provide ongoing benefits for quite a while.
Not all lime sources present the same quality lime. So how much is that a factor in the trial work that you've been doing?
Yeah, we've certainly looked at lime quality, because when we noticed that the lime wasn't moving, that was sort of one of the questions that we asked fairly early on. So we've done a lot of investigation into, I guess, lime quality, and certainly some of the best lime that is super fine that comes out of New South Wales, and they've been using in their trial work, they haven't found that lime is moving any faster. They've still got issues with acidity building up. So we've, I guess, looked at the quality of our lime, and the neutralising value and the effect on acidity is quite good. It is a bit coarser lime than in New South Wales, that you can get in New South Wales. But we've also found that our lime is probably a little bit more soluble, so it can be a little bit quicker acting to start with. And we've actually, as part of a new investment, we're getting a PhD student to look at lime performance and lime quality.
From the research that's been conducted so far, what's been the yield response?
Yeah, the yield responses have been quite variable. There's a lot of soil factors that and seasonal factors that can impact on lime and ameliorating soil acidity. One of the main factors that we've found is that, you know, farmers will often said to us, oh, but lime doesn't work. And they've been looking at that lime response in the first year. We've actually found that in a lot of cases, lime does take a while to dissolve and to break down. And so we don't often see responses in that first year, but they start to become apparent in the years after that. Certainly the soil pH change will have occurred, will have started to have occurred, but those yield responses often take, you see them more in the second season. And I guess some of the other impacts on yield response have been the seasons. So one of the main things that lime does is that it removes aluminium toxicity. Once we take that out of the system, we get better root growth and better root function. So we sort of see that there's a big increase, often a good increase in biomass at flowering as a result of putting on lime. But then it sort of depends on the season as to what happens next. If it's reasonably dry, then I guess that better root system can take up more, access more moisture and keep growing, and then therefore we get a good yield response. If it becomes super dry, as what's sort of happened in the last few years, we may not see that that lime response, because we've got too much, I guess, dry matter there, no moisture, and so the crop can collapse. So we see, I guess there's quite a number of impacts on responses.
What were some of the other key messages that you wanted to deliver?
I guess one of the key messages is just the danger of letting that topsoil pH drop down. We want to see farmers try and maintain it above 5.5, particularly if they're trying to rely on getting that surface applied lime to move. It just doesn't move if the pH is below that, and so it's not going to move beyond 10 centimetres. So we need, I guess, farmers aware that unless they're looking after their topsoils, if they leave it too long before they apply their lime and let their pH drop down to sort of 4.5 or below 5, then they're going to start creating these deeper soil acidity issues. And they'll pick those up if they start doing 10 to 20 centimetre soil testing, or even looking at soil testing in 5 centimetre increments. They'll find that most of their lime has been confined up in that top five centimetres, and that a lot of it hasn't moved down, and they'll have these acid bands within their soil.
What would you hope were the key outcomes that growers and advisors who are attending the update would have gone home with?
I guess one of the main messages would be that we've kind of been just, monitoring in that 0 to 10 centimetres and then applying lime that has only been to fix that top 0 to 10 centimetres. We haven't been looking for soil acidity any deeper. I think that once they start having a look at it and monitoring their lime performance, they'll be a little bit disappointed in what's been going on. And I think that they'll be sort of reevaluate. Their liming practices and making sure that they're putting on enough lime to keep that topsoil so that it has sort of good soil pH levels so that that lime will move down the profile.
Lisa Miller from Southern Farming Systems. Lisa was a speaker at the GRDC Bendigo Grains Research Update, and her update paper can be found on GRDC's website. You can also find trial results on the SFS website. Go to sfs.org.au/ and all is one, Soil Acidity Lime Response. I'm Tony Crowley, and you've been listening to a GRDC podcast.